Welcome folks, today we'll be studying the recent trends in the hospitality marketing. What are the learning objectives? Know about recent trends about the hospitality industry, understand the concept of future trends, artificial intelligence, which are recent also and future also, developing trends. Understand the definition of machine language, understand how AI and ML, machine language and artificial intelligence, is useful to hotel and the hospitality industry. And know about various kinds of hotels and examples of people who are already using it. So let's discuss the trends driving hotel marketing right now. Technological changes are impacting the industry and the globe in the hospitality industry. The hospitality industry is no exception. Technology is changing the world and it's impacting it. Even Robert Ronch, the hotel guru, president of RIR Hotel, also feels the same thing. In a recent article, he shared his own experience. He shared it in the hospitality and travel trends in the year 2022. Driving hotel marketing. So these are some of his filling in the talent gap. Now, hospitality industry has been recruiting new talent in strong communication technology skills and analytical skills. That is what is happening. People are now recruiting new and fresh talent in technology, strong communication, marketing and analytical skills. This is going to help them in the future adoption of our technology. As and when technology develops, hospitality industry is actually gearing up to adopt in a major way. You know, there's been a return to live events. Since COVID-19, live events had, you know, tapered off. Now, with the returning of live events, you know, with strict protocols. But hybrid events which have been developed, hybrid meeting technologies which have been developed during the COVID-19 stage, are now being adopted very quickly by hospitality. They are offering services related to that. Another trend which is being contactless transactions. Contactless transactions is here to stay. Be it a hotel or a restaurant, be it anything, meeting environment, digital check-in, quick response codes, self-check-in kiosks, self-checkout kiosks, digital menu boards. You know, you can order via an app, so nobody is coming to take your order. Robots coming in and placing the drinks, getting it to your table. So contactless transactions happening in a big way. There are numerous examples. We'll go through those examples. We'll go into depth of those examples. How technology is shaping in a newer hospitality industry. Let's go along with the trends which he's outlined. Hygiene, sustainability, safety and wellness. Now this is, you know, since the pandemic, this has become now the underlining factor. It is essential. Without this, a guest won't come, won't go through your services. And without this, it's not sustainable any longer to run a business. So it is essential now. All these aspects are included. And guests now want technology to be a part of the quality. They want technology to be a part of the experience. Technology gives them a different wow factor. What you're seeing, like I said, mobile apps to place orders, so order takers are out. Data and technology is in. It's as simple as that. There are restaurants where there is a QR code. You click on the QR code, it shows you the menu. You can order what you want and you place the order. Order automatically be placed in the kitchen. So order takers are no longer necessary. The whole concept the technology is getting in now, the ease of giving service and doing service and creating a newer wow factor is changing the mindset of the entire hospitality industry. So the developments we are seeing is making hospitality industry invest in technology as an expense and as a investment. And hospitality is now moving from an art to a science. It will always remain some sort of an art, but it's moving, changing. scientific portion is coming more and more into it. Revenue management has already become digital. Advent of OTAs and your PMSs, cloud-based PMSs, automatic updations, it's all become digital. So in PMSs will also tell you, occupancy has reached 80%, selling price should not fall below that. It won't allow you to sell. So it's all the Internet of Things now. And every disruption which comes in, digital disruption which is coming into the hospitality, always creates something new. Disruption is a good thing. All things are going to the digital. Everything. Every hotel is adapting to technology-oriented tools. Sales is being done by online aspect. Knowledge is changing the landscape. But the one thing which returns, which was the huge differentiator before, has now returning back, is the wow factor. It is coming back into the hospitality industry. You know, when I say wow factor, it is the factor that gives the person a wow, not a satisfaction, but a wow. Yeah, experience something. And similar trends are by Refine. Since COVID-19, you see trends moving in a different fashion. And even the consumption patterns of people have changed. Safety and hygiene are one of the most important aspects now. You cannot ignore. And they become very important. People are scared of, you know, COVID-19 is now contained. But you don't know. Delta wave has gone last year. You don't know another wave will come or not. So you're scared. So you need to have this as a priority as a hospitality organization. You need to communicate this as a priority to customers. Contactless payments. This is becoming a big thing because at the end of the day, this is reducing friction. It's the biggest thing which has happened. The other thing is voice search and voice commands. Now, voice search and what do you mean by voice search and voice commands? Voice search is searching for information and using voice for hotel bookings and restaurants. Voice commands is what? If you're staying in a hotel also, voice commands can be given into a AI chat box to get things done for you. Enhanced F&B service delivery at home. Like I said earlier, Taj Group of Hotels has launched an app called Quinn. What does it do? It is for giving the experience of Taj food, which you can have in your house. Why did they launch it? It is the effect of COVID-19. Because earlier, Taj would never give you a delivery at home. Did not believe in it. So you are trying to give the customer some sort of an experience akin to your restaurant experience, at least the quality of food. So delivering it to your home at the time you specify. Then robotics. Robotics ranks high. It's a trend which has started. There are fully automated robotic hotels also, which have opened. We'll talk about them. And restaurants. That is one very big example of how it is being taken forward. So hotels can use robots for cleaning, for customer interaction, for information, for self-check-in, for check-ins, check-outs. Restaurants can use robots for order taking, for service. So they play a vital role now. FICCI and KPMG report of Indian travel industry released in 2018 shows that technology today's ambiguous role is shaping the travel industry. Digital platforms, major applications, mobile applications, social media, data analysis, artificial intelligence, machine intelligence, virtual reality, augmented reality, all shaping the way the travel industry works. We've discussed it in the previous two chapters. Social media is one of the most important tools of disseminating information. Artificial intelligence and machine intelligence is used now in different manners also. So, all this is shaping the way information is disseminated. All this is shaping the way people are reacting towards your hospitality products. All this is shaping how your marketing is done. These tools cannot be ignored at all. So, which are the tools? Mobile applications. You know, most of your OTA bookings happen through mobiles. People don't go through the website, they go through mobile apps. Big data analysis. This is where you get most of the information and where you can tailor-make things for your customers. Artificial intelligence. What does that do? Artificial intelligence allows you to interact with customers when you can't physically do it yourself or to create contactless interaction. Virtual reality and augmented reality allows the customer to view things even before they've come there physically to experience it. Get the near perfect example of their experience. So these are big tools. So let's get into mobile applications. It's one of the most crucial parts. All OTAs are on mobile applications. And the majority of the traffic comes through mobile applications. It's very easy. Because of smartphone advent across the world, people use smartphones for everything. So through their apps, they can search. They can figure out. They don't need to go to the websites. They go through the ads. So mobile application plays a major role. Big data analysis. What do you do with big data? It's a key process of decision making. It allows you dynamic pricing. It gives you personalized customer information, their feedback, their experiences. It allows you to customize. It allows you to channelize the marketing effects. So it's a very important tool, something which needs to be done all the time. Artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence comes in different forms. Chatbots, virtual assistant, and robots. And robots is now coming in an increasing way. They're being employed now across hotels. They're being employed. Now, one is, you know, having the robots doing things for you. But the other is, the new technology, it gives them machine language. What is machine learning? What is machine learning? They become smarter over a period of time. They help you improve customer services. You have voice-activated speakers in your rooms, systems, or chat box, text-based personal assistants, in your house also. They book your appointment. They will monitor your home security. They'll play you music. You ask them to create a shopping list. They'll create a shopping list. You tell them, give them a command. They'll execute the command. If Alexa can do it, why can't others? Virtual reality and augmented reality. It is potentially changing the way people are planning. When I do a virtual reality tour, I get a closer look to reality of the place where I'm going. My experience of it, of the virtual reality, will make my decision easier. Whether I want to go to a particular place or go to another place. So virtual reality becomes a very important tool in terms of marketing, in terms of selling, your destination, your property, big data analysis. Again, it helps you make informed decisions. AI. Now, AI-driven algorithms create behavioral models by studying individual data sets. So what will an AI do for me as a from the back end? All the data which is fed into AI, it create an algorithm and create behavioral models. Then, what does it do? It develops a deeper understanding of the hotel strengths, weaknesses as perceived by the customer. Helps me devise a unique customer-oriented learning curve. Now I know which to target. I'm sustainable. My targeting becomes concentrated. So that it helps me do. It helps me, you know, make it perfect, close to perfect. No one is perfect. Then it creates, it's AI also has created artificial intelligence machines. They're supposed to work and react like humans. Some of them do. Finds applications, speech recognition, learning, planning, problem solving, healthcare, logistics. It goes on and on and on and on and on. As and when the technology develops further, it will keep adding to it. What is machine language? It's a subset of AI. Machine language is the subset of artificial intelligence. It uses statistical methods to enable machines to improve experience. So deep learning is a subset of machine learning. And it is all concerned with algorithm inspired by the structure and functioning of the brain called the artificial neural networks. It is a consistent technology of AI. It enables the system to learn individual actions and skills without being programmed. So basically, we are creating robots now to replace humans, you know, to ensure contactless communication. This is a subset of what AI does, a broad outlook. The core problems. Programming computers for traits like knowledge, reasoning, problem-solving, perception, learning, planning, and ability to manipulate and move objects. What does machine learning achieve? Machine learning achieves is also a core part of it, AI. It deals with the capacity to use sensor inputs to deduce the different aspects of the world. While computer vision is the power to analyze visual inputs with a few sub-problems such as facial, objectal, and gestural recognition. It creates knowledge and engineering. What is knowledge engineering? Core part of AI research. Machines can often act and react like humans as long as they have abundant information, which they do. An AI must have access to objects, categories, properties, and relations between all of them to implement knowledge engineering. So what is an AI function? It's a creation of intelligent machines that work and mimic human behavior. It is designed to include speech, recognition, learning, planning, problem solving. It's a highly specialized and highly technical field. But what has it generated? It has generated robots so far. These robots, which have gathered intelligence to handle tasks such as object manipulation, navigation, motion, mapping. You know, initially you had these robot vacuum cleaners which you could buy for your house. They would intelligently vacuum clean your house. Now it has gone a step further. Let us now go into the role of artificial intelligence and machine language in the hospitality industry. The concept of intelligent hotel. What is an intelligent hotel? Why do you make an intelligent hotel? You make an intelligent hotel because you want to surpass customer expectation. Modern hotel leaders now are looking towards that. The visibility of hospitality services with using artificial intelligence is now moving up. So you're going to have AI-powered care, support and services. And we get into details of what different kinds currently people have already started and what different kinds will develop later. There are certain elements which will create the artificial intelligence, intelligent hotels, concierge room, digital assistants, voice-activated service, travel experience enhancers, and automated data processes, just machine learning. Concierge robots. What are concierge robots? Robots which will provide you information, will get information across from you to other things. Digital assistants. So you may be sitting in a room, and just voice activation, and you give an instruction to make a room service order, it will automatically get placed for you. Voice activated services, travel experience enhancers. Your AI will give you all the different kinds of, and your machine learning. So concierge robots, you have examples of concierge robots which are being used in today's day and age. Digital assistants, again, examples of all these services are available. So the sector is now abuzz with the AI ability. What it can do, achieve for its customers. What can it do? What is its potential? What all it can capture? First of all, it can capture a lot of knowledge. What is the knowledge AI can capture? It can work with my customers' purchase preferences, customers' travel choices, journey patterns and itinerary, location preferences, my hotel rating inquiries, my payment methods. All this is all captured digitally. And then this goes into the machine language. It learns from this. AI learns from all this. So it captures this gambit of information. Then it starts learning from it. Now, AI-powered concierge for exquisite customers. You know, AI-driven chatbots, concierges, will be able to provide you information of what you require. They give vital key information. They are vital key. Now, guests can use mobile devices currently with chatbots for all relevant tasks. Ordering meals, scheduling dinners, reservation, taxi booking, recommending interesting sightseeing visits. You know, some of these are also done by Alexa chatbots. Or your Siri does it in your iPhone. But in a hotel specific, in a smaller environment, in that environment, this can be done easily using chatbots. They are AI-empowered concierges for you. I was saying it. If Alexa can help me find a great dinner spot, why can't a hotel room, I can sit there in my hotel room, say lights off, lights go off. I can say curtains open. I can say thermostat, move the temperature to 24 or to 18. Can do that. It enhances my experience as a guest. Imagine I'm staying in a room. I move into my room. I don't have to walk up to the curtain and open it. I don't have to go and press a button. I just put the voice activation. And I say, please open curtains. Curtains will open. Switch off the lights, dim the lights, lights will dim. Adjust my thermostat will get adjusted. These are now a part and parcel of a lot of rooms across the world. So increasingly, these are being used everywhere. Tomorrow it's going to become a norm. Now, interestingly, even AI robots are now being used around the world. Robotic butlers are used everywhere. Not everywhere, but mainly. They have different capabilities. And they seem to be rising and they seem to be learning. I'll give you a few examples of robotic butlers. Things like that. Signature Lux Hotel in Gunteng. It's now claimed that it's the first one to furnish incredible guest experience to such digital travel companions that offer intelligent voice-activated apps. So it's a robot which is roaming around, and you ask the robot, can you do this for me? And voice activation, it replies back to you. So AI is becoming more and more being used. Intelligent robots are being used everywhere. Intelligent devices are being used everywhere. Voice activated AI is being used everywhere. Especially in room controls, it's been started to be used already. One property of Radisson owned hotels is associated with Crivello, which is an AI hotel technology partner, to activate the rooms with voice assistants. And this is what I'm talking about. And it's cheap. It doesn't cost you much. You just activate it with the voice assistant. And you link all your devices. You're not changing your devices. You're just linking them all to the voice assistant. So it changes the in-room experience. So it links your telephone also. So if you say to the robot, order me a burger, room service burger. So it'll order a room service burger. It'll automatically get in. It's linked to the system. Automatically punch your order. Book me a table. It'll book you a table. So all this will be done through AI, through voice-activated its services. So Radisson has already started doing it. Robot theme hotels, in India also there are robot theme restaurants. Chennai and Coimbatore had seen successful restaurant openings. Now Bangalore is also open. In Indiranagar, the 6 smart robots interact with guests, serve food, and also sing birthday songs. So these robots roam around. So there's a robot greeting you at the gate. So robot greets you at the gate, directs you to the table. At the table, you get a tablet. You can use that to place order and summon the robot, call robot. Now, in this specific restaurant, it's Asian cuisine. And it can accommodate 50 diners. It's got Android-based robots at the reception, ushering in the customers, guiding them to wait tables, like I said. And they answer their every query because they're voice-activated robots. And even when the order is placed by this, kitchen staff places on the robot comes to your table with the order. And then you serve yourself, naturally. But that portion will also come. It will advance to that stage. So that's how, it's being used in restaurants. Hotels leveraging AI, lots of them. Hilton Worldwide, Edwarian Hotels, Cosmopolitan of Los Angeles, Hyatt Hotels, Wynn Los Angeles, Clarion Hotel, Inna Hotel Tokyo, Social Hotel, Hotel Gen in Singapore. Modern hotels are not confined with what they've learned earlier. It's just not only ambience, food and hygiene the customers are looking at. They know that their customers are demanding more. They're demanding different kinds of experiences, better experiences. So they are looking at modern technology to get to every touch point. Voice activated services in the room is one such AI use application which is being used in hotels. Not only to control equipments, but also to place orders. Also to confirm things for you. It is directly linked. Artificial intelligence now is going to play a major part in the hospitality industry. Does not mean that it will take away the human element. But it will slowly start playing a major part. It will make the guest experience much more pleasant. It will give the guest much better experience, seamless experience. And every touch point can be touched through this technology in the customer lifecycle. So hotels are getting smarter. The modern hotels are looking at technology in a big way. And as and when technology develops, today's use is robotic. Today's use is voice activated. Tomorrow it could sky is the limit. AI was unimaginable 20 years ago. Now it is there. It is at its nascent stage. And the more it learns, the better it'll get. The better it'll get, the more focused you can make it in the hospitality industry. Modern hotels are learning, not only ambience, not only the customer service in terms of human interaction, but also in the touch points which are missing from human interaction, and which can make human interactions better. And use of artificial intelligence is also going to play a role. Now you look at this, chatbots in hotels. This is, hi, I'm Jenna. This is a chatbot in a Singapore hotel. What does this do? It's cleaning. So this is what it is. In Singapore, they have these roaming around. They speak languages. They speak 6 different languages. They speak English, Malayalam, Mandarin, Tamil, Shinglish. They roam around city malls, government buildings. They do everything. They do scrub. They're doing cleaning, scrubbing, dusting. They're doing cleaning of the entire floors, vacuuming, mopping, sweeping, and they keep the place pick and span at all periods of time. They have eyes, as you can see. So these are friendly robots, friendly bots, which are being used for cleaning purposes in public areas, in hotels, in malls, and they can interact. You ask them a question, they'll be able to answer you. They don't know the answer, they may direct you to someone who knows the answer currently. So these are chatbots. They chat with you. Now, we spoke about the robot-themed restaurant. See, this is how the service is done. The robot is carrying the meal to the table. They move in lines, they come towards the table, they serve you. So this is an example of it. Now, this is the start of the future. This is not the future. This is not what it is going to be. But this is the start of the future. Artificial intelligence, machine intelligence, means the whole gambit of intelligence is going to be the start of the future. Now, how you're going to use this in terms of what applications it will, as the technology develops, it will have in the future, and how successful it will be, only time will tell. But the start of the future is here. The trend is here. Adaptation of the trend has started. So in all, understanding that trend, modernization is an aspect which we need to get into. We are moving towards an age with technology being the backbone of everything, and the front bone actually. So marketing trends and trends of hospitality are moving towards that. And adaptation of it is something which is going to happen. Already started in a small way, but will turn into major aspects. So I would like to thank you very much for being a part of this lesson. Thank you.